stories, teachings, and guidance. Welcome to the Women's Moon Wisdom Podcast with your host, Rebecca Rankin. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Women's Moon Wisdom Podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Rankin, and I'm thrilled to embark on today's journey with you. We're going to explore the transformative power of yoga and wellness retreats. Now, for a moment here, I would love for you to just lower your gaze, close your eyes. If you're driving, please do not close your eyes. But just picture this, like in your mind's eye, think of the most serene place in nature. Just like picture it. Feel into it. Perhaps that's on a beach and you hear like the waves crashing against the shore. Or perhaps it's like in the mountains and it's just like the lush greenery of the mountains. Like, feel into hearing the sounds of birds chirping. Maybe even the sound of the breeze, like rustling the leaves. Maybe you can even feel that breeze across your skin or even the warmth of the sun. And feel yourself, like imagine your ability to just step away from the hustle of everyday life. Just stepping away from that to immerse yourself in an opportunity to experience true self-care, rejuvenation, mindfulness, this time that you can just focus inward and nourish yourself. That is the magic of yoga and wellness retreats. Now, over the years, I've had the honor and the privilege to host retreats as well as attend them. And these have ranged all over the world from, North America, Central, South America, Europe, Asia. And they've been anywhere from a weekend-long retreat to week-long. I think the longest I've been on was several weeks. And honestly, I've even done ones virtually online. And each one, they really carry their own potency, right? There's such a potency about carving out intentional time to do inner work, right? The inner work of self-discovery, of personal growth. And it's really this rare opportunity in our life that we give ourselves to just nourish ourselves, to do like full-on self-care that is for us. Now, the first retreat I ever went on was in 2008 in Tulum, Mexico. It was for a partner yoga teacher training. And honestly, it was pure magic. Oh, it was just such an amazing experience. We woke up each day to do a morning meditation, a yoga practice, and we did it in this palapa, which is like an open-sided dwelling that has a thatched roof that's usually made out of like palm leaves. And we were right on the ocean. So as we had this constant, steady sea breeze coming in while we were taking class, while we were meditating, it was just utterly blissful. And I don't think I wore shoes that whole week. I just lived in my bathing suit and like light flowing loungewear. It was like living in a dream. And that really kind of set this tone. I was already in my 20s loving to travel and explore around the world. And this was just like, ooh, I can do this in a way that is also like in alignment with the way I care for myself. It was in alignment with my lifestyle of meditation, of yoga. And what a great opportunity that was. I mean, we would eat delicious, fresh food, and there was just so much space in the day to just be. And it was a time when Instagram wasn't even around yet. So all of our phones were away. There was no real pressure to capture and curate each of our experiences each day. And the pace of the day was just so slow. Like even though this particular training, this retreat was a training, there was this kind of feeling of like not feeling rushed, even though we were learning and we're teaching how to do partner yoga classes. It never felt rushed. And because we're able to be so present with the experience, I formed just incredible connections with everyone else at the retreat. Like being in retreat gives you the space to really get to know others honestly at a much deeper level and form really true connections and friendships that would have probably taken a lot longer back in everyday life, or honestly may not have even happened outside of such a unique, beautiful setting. So let's explore a little bit about retreats. Now, maybe you're asking, what exactly is a yoga and wellness retreat, and why would you even consider going on it? Well, allow me to illuminate for you. So at its core, a yoga and wellness retreat, it's more than just a vacation, although it is that too, right? This is something that's so beautiful about retreats is that someone else is doing all of the planning for you. Someone else is curating your meals. Someone else is figuring out your activities and also their space to just be and do what you want to do as well. But a retreat, think of it as more than a vacation. I like to think of it as this journey of self-discovery, of personal growth. It's an opportunity to press pause on the chaos of our modern lives and really reconnect to our innermost selves, right? To our body, to our mind, as well as just the natural world, the world around us. It's this opportunity to explore nature, right? To slow down. It's this opportunity to savor, right? It's this chance that you can give yourself to just completely submerge yourself in experiences that help you maybe shed self-limiting beliefs, maybe go deeper with your wellness journey. And heck, it's all organized vacation where you don't have to do any of the planning and you get to do all the things that you really want to do back home, but the constant to-do list always gets you in your way, right? It's your opportunity to do those things that you always say, when I have time, I want to get that massage. When I have time, I'm going to go to the yoga practice. This is the time. So some of the benefits that I love to think about when you're going on such a transformative adventure. First and foremost, a yoga and wellness retreat, it really offers this time for holistic healing and self-care, right? It's a chance to escape kind of the daily grind and prioritize your well-being, both physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. You have this opportunity to practice yoga daily, maybe even create a daily meditation practice or not, right? You have also the freedom to do as much or do as little, right? You may find that what you need the most is more space of nothingness, of nothing on your calendar, nothing on your schedule, so that you can really truly unwind from the constant on-the-go pressure of daily life. And depending on the retreat, what's included with it, it always feels so decadent to have the space for things like massage, Reiki, facials. Yoga and wellness retreats can really provide the space to nourish your body and mind, and also give you the space to lean into self-care practices that just feel so good. And a little bit deeper on this idea of just taking this time for yourself is just the gift of this opportunity for deep introspection and self-discovery. And sometimes it's the subtlety of this that's so profound. Yes, having a massage on a beach at a retreat, yes, you will feel amazing that day. Of course, yes. And doing the inner work is also going to stay with you long after you get back from your beach vacation, right? So doing, movement practices, meditations, having that daily for a week in paradise, wherever you may be, is this great way to kind of lay the foundation for your self-care practices when you do go back home, ways to integrate that back into your daily life, even with the hustle of everyday life. So through mindfulness, through meditation practices, guided reflection, you're able to just, peel back the layers of your being and really kind of unearth these hidden aspects of yourself, be desires, aspirations, right? Really get to know yourself. And doing it in a curated way at a retreat can help you build that momentum, right? Then you can continue this practice once you're back home. Because ultimately, the journey of self-exploration that leads us to profound insights, to clarity, to personal growth, it's something that you want with you every day. not just on a retreat, right? Especially when you're faced with the reality and the challenges of your everyday life outside of the retreat. So learning how to do these things and incorporating them on this, you know, 1 week or weekend long retreat helps you just once again lay that foundation for the work that you do every other day of the year. And I love to think of retreats as a whole, right? As this opportunity to practice a holistic lifestyle, right? So you get this glimpse of what it might feel like to really embody a holistic wellness life, right? So practicing yoga and meditation daily, perhaps learning even new wellness practices that you can begin to incorporate into your self-care routine, eating fresh, healthy foods, enjoying the outdoors, being in nature, and visiting a place in the world that you might not have ever gone to. And of course, like connecting with others, all of those that you can live this holistic lifestyle. And then hopefully take pieces of that when you go back home and learn to incorporate that. And there's something so special about the bonds that are formed on retreats, whether it's a teacher training or an adventure retreat, a luxury retreat, a glamping retreat, a yoga retreat, like the bonds that are created there, it's just so special. You meet people that are like-minded. No, you meet people that are like-hearted to you. And yet, like, they may have such a diverse, different background from you. And yet, like, through your shared experiences and this really this sense of community and connection that flourishes, right? You're surrounded by those on a similar path of self-discovery. You've learning from others. You're immersed with others who have made the same decision as you to be a part of something greater through the retreat. It's like a constellation. Like each person is the star that's necessary to make up this unique pattern that is that particular yoga retreat experience. And honestly, I'm still friends with and in touch with people I've been on retreat with from years and years ago. And some of them I've created deeper relationships with than honestly friends that live more locally. You have this rare opportunity in your life to just forge these deep and meaningful connections that honestly, they transcend the boundaries of time and space, like all within a week together. I mean, you'll laugh, you cry together, you share stories and experiences, you lift each other up when in vulnerability, and also you just celebrate each other's wins. It's just this great opportunity to feel truly connected with a community, truly connected to others. And I think it's also like it's important to really pick the right retreat. Like there's so many opportunities out there. There's so many options. So like knowing like what are you looking for? So picking the right retreat it's also important in your planning process. Like, I mean, this is also your vacation. So what do you want to do? Right. And guarantee whatever you want to do, there's a retreat out there for you. So first maybe consider the location. Like, are you drawn to maybe the more serene mountain retreat feeling, or maybe you're drawn to more of the beach vibes? Are you looking to travel internationally or maybe keep it more domestic? Like all these things, choosing a setting that resonates with you, and that will really set you up, like set the stage for a transformative experience along the way. And also think about like the duration of the retreat. Like, are you looking for just a nice little weekend escape or perhaps a longer journey? Like, align the length of your retreat with your schedule. Of course, the goals, you're ensuring ample time for rest, like giving yourself plenty of time for reflection, rejuvenation, but also that it meets the amount of time that you actually can take off from daily life. Like, you don't want to feel, at the end of the day, you don't want to feel stressed by taking time off, right? And then coming back to maybe a mountain of work. And you also don't want to sell yourself short on opportunities to really be able to unwind, right? And it's important, like, take a proactive approach by planning ahead, right? Carving out the space in your schedule ahead of time so that you have this opportunity for the sacred time for yourself. Another thing to consider is the style of retreat. I think that's like a crucial consideration. Like, is this a yoga retreat? And if it's a yoga retreat, like what style of yoga do you like to practice? Maybe you want a variety. Maybe you want something more gentle. You know, really getting to know like what it is that you enjoy and looking for that type of offering. Or like, are you looking for a retreat that's going to be more adventurous? Do you want an adventure retreat that maybe includes hiking or excursions or more sightseeing? Or are you looking for something that's more like about relaxation, about kind of the unwinding, rejuvenation, relaxation? And which one aligns with you is the one that you want to pick, right? Like, what do you crave your next vacation to look like? And of course, let's talk budget, right? Like, yoga retreats, I think sometimes people can think that maybe yoga retreats are incredibly expensive. Honestly, yoga retreats come in all shapes and sizes with prices ranging from super budget friendly to luxurious, like indulgent experiences. And I think it's important to like set a realistic budget that allows you to immerse yourself fully in the experience without causing financial strain, right? And most retreats have payment plans, or you can at least ask the facilitator if there is that type of option to create one. And it's time well spent, it's money well spent, and it just helps kind of expedite, it helps further you along in your journey of self-discovery, of healing, of transformation. And if you feel the call to embark on such a journey, like I really urge you to answer that call, like with an open heart, an adventurous spirit. So whether it's a weekend getaway or an extended retreat, like trust in the magic of the journey and go on that retreat you're dreaming of. Like, just do it. All right. So thank you for joining me in this short little episode exploring yoga and wellness retreats. Honestly, if you're interested in connecting with me and joining me on any upcoming retreat, check out the show notes below. We'll have the retreats links there to see what's coming up. I'll be co-hosting a beautiful women's glamping retreat in Northern Michigan at the end of August. You can check that out. It's called Empower Her Camp. Check that out in the show notes. Also, you can join me in Iceland for an adventure yoga retreat in the fall of 2025. Depending on when you're listening to this, check out the show notes for that. And as you're thinking about retreats, be sure to grab my free offer, the 7 essential tips for maximizing your yoga and wellness retreat experience. It gives you all the ways to really kind of get the most out of your retreat experience. All right, you can find all those links in the show notes. Until next time, remember to breathe deeply, love fiercely, embrace the beauty of your own unique journey. Take good care.